Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Remember the Do Not Call registry that's been mostly successful in stopping telemarketers from bothering you at home? Well, privacy advocates want to set up something similar online. They're calling it Do Not Track. It would be a feature that allows users to tell websites to stop tracking their browsing and buying habits. Industry groups, however, are dead set against the idea. KQED's Kelly Wilkinson talked with an information privacy expert to learn more.
Chris Hufnagel is Director of Information Privacy Programs at UC Berkeley School of Law's Center for Law and Technology. I asked him first to explain how this Do Not Track feature would work.
The idea would be that you would change a setting in your browser, and then once you've made that setting change, all the various companies out there that track people online would have to stop tracking you.
How is this different from cookies? Because those are a piece of text that are used to track browsing habits.
Cookies are often used both to track people, but also to tell websites not to track you. It's not a very elegant solution to the problem. The idea behind this is that you'd create a single setting that would tell all websites to stop tracking you, rather than hundreds or perhaps even thousands of cookies.
You've done a lot of research into people's attitudes toward privacy online. What's your sense about this Do Not Track idea? Is it getting traction among everyday folks?
I think that the Federal Trade Commission and the other advocates who've proposed it are definitely trying to hitch their wagon to the idea of the Do Not Call list. You know, the Do Not Call list was incredibly popular. One problem is that the metaphor isn't perfect. There's not going to be a list, and there's still going to be a requirement that individuals take action in order to reduce web tracking.
That's Chris Hufnagel, an information privacy expert at UC Berkeley School of Law. Major online companies would prefer that the industry continue to regulate itself rather than face new privacy regulations. Industry representatives say targeted ads offer a benefit because they show consumers what they're interested in. In the next few weeks, the Federal Trade Commission and the Commerce Department are expected to release separate reports on online privacy. I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED News.
And I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neuroscience care. StanfordHospital.org.